lock the windows and bolt the door. We're about to scare the pants off you on this week's Monster Review.
Welcome. We have been expecting you.
Well, hey, welcome back to another episode of our Monster Review on We Got the Geek. We're here in the studio joined, it's me, the Meatball, of course, but we're joined by the ladies of the Monster Review, Tressa and Mara. We also happen to have our production crew in here, Jay, Stu, and Ryan, just hanging out, may chime in a bit. But you guys had an interesting choice for movies for this round. And
this one was, we decided to do a first-person perspective, which is pretty much the handheld camera.
Yeah.
It was very hard to choose and watch these movies. I'll give you that. What we're reviewing is The Blair Witch Project, Paranormal Activity, and Quarantine. Those are the three we picked.
Yeah, and I have to say that it was a good choice to pick those three. I saw The Blair Witch Project back in the day, and I watched Paranormal Activity last night. And, you know, I have some stories involved with those movies of the kind of effects that they had for me. I didn't get to see Quarantine, so...
That's okay.
You know, you guys, I'm sure, have got some things to say about that one, judging by the looks on your faces. But, yeah, I think you guys picked a good pairing here, and...
We were trying to stay away from Cloverfield.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
That was the worst.
None of us wanted to rewatch that.
I'll admit, that's time that I'm never going to get back.
Yeah. No.
That movie made me so scared for Star Trek.
We definitely knew The Blair Witch Project because that kind of started one of the whole handheld horror movies. Paranormal Activity, I hadn't seen it, so Mara suggested it.
Yeah.
You know, why not? It's one of the big ones now. And then we had to choose a third one, and that was the hard part because we were like, oh, what are we... Because we're not watching Cloverfield. None of us wanted to go there again. So we did end up doing Quarantine, so...
So we're going to kick things off, I would imagine, with Blair Witch Project. Seeing that one was really what kicked it off. It's still to this day got a huge cult following. It did have a sequel at one point.
I never
saw the sequel myself. But the first one, certainly for me, because I saw it, like it had been out for a while when I finally saw it. And it was well done.
Well, let's do the rundown. The Blair Witch Project was actually filmed in 1999. So, I mean, it's really not that old. For its time, it was a horror mystery. The directors were Daniel Merrick and Eduardo Sanchez. They were the writers as well, which is a theme here. I'll just say that. The stars were Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, and Joshua Leonard. Now, the actors all went by their names in the movie. As far as I know, there was absolutely no real press for this movie, as in actor-wise, because they made it seem like the movie was tapes that were found and they were going to show them. So they really kept this under wraps. Like, you couldn't see the stars. There was nothing. There was no red carpets, nothing until after the movie was done.
Yep.
That's how well they did it. It was very low-key, very, we want you to believe what we're showing you.
And it was a very low-budget indie film.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the budget was. Do you have that?
No.
No?
Sorry.
I know it was small, and that was a big surprise for people when the movie did so well afterwards. But, like with what you're saying with the secretive part of it, that was one thing that really stuck out for me because there were people, you know, the naive people that are out there, that actually thought that this was, like, real tapes that had been found
and
somebody spliced them together and made a movie with it.
Yeah.
They didn't actually know that these were actors.
Yeah.
But there was no real script.
There wasn't. I think they were given pieces of what they had to do and some things about, like, storylines that they were given far as what was going to happen that day in shooting. But I also heard, and I'm not positive about this because I couldn't find tons of stuff about it because, like I said, it was so low-key that they didn't really... bring it up, but apparently a lot of the fear that you were seeing was somewhat real because it was the tech people who were terrorizing these kids. Like, they knew it was part of the movie, but you're also in the middle of the woods filming
in the dark
and not knowing what's going on because they wanted a good reaction, right?
Yeah, with no real script to follow. I heard that there was, like, film canisters left in certain places where they would go and check and they would have an idea of certain things that were going to occur.
Yeah.
But then they would be surprised with other things.
Yeah, they didn't know what was happening, when it was happening, and they just had to kind of go with it. So that's what made it a little more believable. So the whole idea of the movie was three film students go missing after traveling into the woods in Maryland to make a documentary about the local Blair Witch legend, leaving only their footage behind.
Yeah, definitely a movie that stood out for me and a lot of other people. What about you, Mara? Like, when did you see this for the first time?
A week ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never seen it in 99 or 2000 when it came out. I think it would have been a lot scarier then, to be honest with you. I didn't find it that scary at all. But probably because I didn't get the thrill of actually thinking it was real. I knew it was just a movie.
Yeah, you know? when you saw it in the theater, even though I knew it was a movie going in, it was the way it was done that it was terrifying. Like, I'm a person that doesn't get scared in horror movies very often because of the fact that I know it's makeup, I know it's this, I know it's this. I mean, I could be freaked out because my imagination's going to take over. The only problem I have with these kind of movies is I have really bad motion sickness. And handhelds are a person behind a camera moving around. So you can just imagine big screen. There were a lot of people running out of the theater to go vomit because of the fact that it's constant movement and it's jarred. It's not panning. It's jarred. It's a person holding onto a camera.
And in this movie, it was a lot. It was Heather. Is that her name?
Yeah.
That she was actually, they'd given her, I think they gave her like some, like a class on handling the film or something before that.
Yeah. She was taking a film class. And so they had a regular camera and they had the audio box and they had a black and white camera to actually film the documentary. So you had two cameras. We had a black and white camera we could look at and a color camera we could look at, never really at the same time. The whole legend of the Blair Witch was there was one about a woman covered in hair that was a witch that haunted the area. And another one was of a crazy hermit who had a house in the woods. And in the 40s, there were a bunch of kids that died. And they found the bodies, I guess, in this house. Or he came down and told them about what he had done. And what happened was he would take two children at a time, have one stand in the corner facing away from him, kill one, and kill the other. So that is something that kind of played into the movie a little bit that made you scared a little bit, I guess, towards the end. But all in all, it was kind of an interesting movie. I see it now. It's not scary anymore. It's just a story. I don't watch it very often. But back in 1999, when I saw it in theaters, it was definitely well done movie.
Yeah.
It was, for its budget, it was amazingly well done. And it could be scary if it was real. I don't go camping. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't feel safe being out in the middle of the woods in a tent.
Oh, I've been in a tent with you at night near the woods when you heard a deer walking by and you were clinging on to me. What's that? What's that? And it's a deer. Just wait till you hear him cross the road. And yeah, like it's easy to let your mind start playing tricks on you when you hear things like that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. My biggest fear in life is werewolves. So obviously I do not go into the woods very often. But yes, clinging to him going, what is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? I don't sleep well. And we were in the front yard of his mother's place. I mean, in the woods, mind you, but still front yard. And no, I don't go camping. Yeah. Well, doesn't happen.
If you guys don't mind, like, I've seen the movie maybe a few years after it came out. And that was my first, wasn't really into horror films. It's really later in my adulthood that I started getting into that. But I'm just reading here, the budget was only $22,000, and it made over $248 million.
Yeah.
Wow. It is popular.
Wow.
And it still makes money incredible. To this day from people still buying the DVD.
Yeah.
But that's insane. I think it says here it's the most, I guess, independent film that was more successful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. And
that's incredible.
Like you said, like back at the time, there was really nothing out there like that. So it was easy to get freaked out by stuff like that. And I did see it later. I didn't see it in the theater. I knew everybody that was seeing it in the theater. I know a guy that went and saw it 7 times in the theater because it freaked him out so much. He just wanted to keep going back for that rush. And I couldn't do that. I saw it when it first came out on VHS, and I rented it from the local video store. It wasn't a big chain. It was a little mom-and-pop video store. And I rented it, and I went home, and I was living by myself in a dark apartment at that time.
So for John, that was a smart move.
Yeah, because John's got issues with the dark and things that make noises and stuff like that. And yeah, it was about midnight or so when I finally was sitting up and had nothing to do. So I put the movie in, and I watched it in the dark by myself. Not a smart move. I was pretty freaked out watching it the whole time because I didn't know a whole lot of the story behind it. I just knew a lot of people were scared by this movie, so I had to see it. And it was freaking me out, I have to admit. But after it was over, I was like, okay, I'm good. Well, it's about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to do? Well, I got my day off, so I think I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go down to the Niagara Gorge, go down in the whirlpool, and do some salmon fishing, which just happened to be that time of year. It was fall. Just like in the movie. It was dark, just like in the movie. And as I'm descending down the stairs into the gorge, I walk through the layer of fog that hovers about halfway up the gorge wall. Very creepy, just like the movie. So here I am, in the woods, forgot my flashlight, in the dark, descended down through a cloud of mist. So now I can't see anything above me but this gray cloud of mist, and I can't see anything below me because it's black and it's nature, so there are things that move at night in the woods. Needless to say, I'm getting chills right now just reliving that in my mind. Oh my god, my arms are hair standing up on my end of my arm. So I walked down like the stairs through the path, and I got down to where the water was, where I was more comfortable. So it's opened up. I can see the moonlight. I'm doing a lot better. Well, then, flashlights. Talking. You just hear them coming all over the place. Because now it took me a while to get through there. And it's about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning now when all the other fishermen are starting to show up. Well, panic just sets in all over again. Because now you got these random lights flickering all through the woods. And you hear people's voices talking to each other as they come down. Yeah. I was never so happy to see the sunrise. And, like, still, I'm getting chills right now just reliving that. Because that's how my imagination really took over from this movie. And it was freaky for me. And I'll be honest with you, I have not watched it since.
Yeah, he won't do it.
I can't do it. Even if I was to sit here in a bright room with all of you guys here, I can't watch that movie again. It scared the crap out of me based on my stupid experience of I need to go fishing right after that movie.
And really, what was so scary, well, prospectively scary about these movies is the fact that you didn't see what was coming at you.
Never.
So it's not like a slasher flick where you see the gore and the blood and the villain coming at you. There was nothing there.
Oh, your focus is entirely
on fear.
Well, it's the suspense, right?
Yeah, it's the fear of not knowing what's around you.
But this was, like, really, I have to say, it was, like, one of the first movies in a long time where people had the opportunity to have real suspense and just not know what was going on.
And there was real fear in that theater, let me tell you. I was not scared. I understood the movie. My imagination could take over, obviously, if I'm in the woods or whatever. But to me, it wasn't scary. And I watch it now, and it's not scary at all because I know what's happening. But at that time in the theater, the atmosphere was scary because the people were terrified in that theater. Because at that point, there was nothing about this movie except for what the press wanted you to know. So.
Yeah, so it was done right.
I think that's why I held off on seeing it, to be honest with you. Because when it did come out, people I knew did see it. And all I talked about was how scary it was. Like, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen. And I think that's probably why I did actually never watch it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it, like I said, when you first see it, if you're not knowing what to expect, it's scary. Now, not so much.
I'm still not going to watch it.
Well, no, you know, it's funny. Okay. It's scary, but when you look at some of the other horror films that are out there, like the blood and gore, not the cheesy blood and gore, but we're to the point where it's like it looks so real. But you're right, it's a suspense of not knowing. Like, if you look at some other horror movies, like Saw, I don't think there was really a drop of blood at all that you saw.
The first
it's
movie.
It's a suspense.
The first Saw
The
movie.
First one, I should say, yes.
Yeah, I saw that one, and I had the same impression. That was equally as scary.
Yes.
It was scary in a different way.
Because your focus is on two characters in one place.
Yeah.
And you don't see anything else happening.
No, you're totally in. And with the fact that this is a first person, you're technically looking through the camera. So it's not even like you're just wandering around the woods with three people. No, you are the camera.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're not even having peripheral vision. You're just getting what they're seeing through this camera. And that's what's terrifying because you don't know what's going on. So.
Just the lighter side of thing, when that movie came out, all like the late night shows and stuff, seeing the spoofs.
Yeah.
Of the people, like, with the frozen
snot. Oh, with the snot, yeah.
Like, I kind of like the fact because it just sheds some humor on it, right?
Yeah.
But, like John, I don't think, if I watch a movie like that, to this day, I probably would still have to have lights. Like, I could not watch it with the lights off.
But, well, I think what we'll do is, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do a rating of this movie and any final thoughts, and then we'll move on to the next one. So, we'll be right back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
Okay, we're back, and we just had a pretty good discussion about the Blair Witch Project, you know, a very heavily cult-followed movie nowadays, even many years later. Definitely freaked me out based on my own stupidity after watching it. You know, freaked out, you know, even Tressa a little bit just seeing it at first, now not so much, but... I'm curious to know around the table what people's ratings are of it, because it was a well done movie, certainly for its time and for the style, and it really did start off this style of filmmaking.
It did.
It really wasn't around then. So why don't we start with you, Tress? What's your?
I'm actually going to give this one a 4 out of 5. I'm mostly basing off of 1999, right? Yeah. When you first saw it. Now, if I was to see it, I wouldn't think much about it. And you'll notice that through the rest of them. But in 1999, very well done on such a low budget. The acting was real, somewhat. I didn't feel like, you know, you're watching a preset movie of trying to be scared. They actually seemed scared. So to me, that was well done. I didn't need wonderful actors. And I like the fact that they were unknown, completely unknown, which made it more believable. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 little scary witch sticks.
Oh, it's like the Wicker Man coming back.
Yeah.
What about you, Vera? Would you rate the Blair Witch Project?
Well, seeing as I did not see it in 99, I seen it last week. I'd give it like a 3 out of 5. I kind of feel, it was all right for me.
We were cuddling on the couch with the cats.
We were.
In the
we were
day.
Hanging out with the cats during the afternoon.
Yeah, Mara can't have a movie without a blanket wrapped around her, too. So.
I didn't have blankets. I had cats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was okay. Yeah. It was my cats. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the acting was good. I mean, I know they did the improv during that. So, I mean, that was fine. I found there was a lot of downtime. Like, a lot of, like, the when it goes black and things like that, when you're just kind of waiting. I know that's when your mind's supposed to run wild.
And in the theater, that's amazing, because you're completely in blackness. But when you're watching it on a little TV, you're
like... I was like, meh.
So, it's totally different atmosphere.
Yeah, it was.
I recreated that theater atmosphere in my apartment when it happened, so I got the effect. So, it's a pretty good rating. You know.
I'll give it bloody teeth. Three out of 5 bloody teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gross. But I have to admit, like, Ryan, you saw it. Do you want to give a rating before
I'd say 4 out of 5 witches. Just, I'd still watch the movie today. Just, I mean, it's not one of those ones in my collectibles where every year, but I'd watch it again. But I think that's, I, like you said, that's the first movie that opened the door for that type of genre, because I can't recall anything before 1999, right?
Yeah. There might have been, but this was popular.
This was
popular.
The one that broke up.
Yeah.
Broke it open, right?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. So, really high rating so far, and I have to admit, I'm going to give it a 4. I might even push it to a 4.5 for one simple reason. The focus of that movie, or the goal of that movie, was to scare the crap out of people.
And it did.
And for me, it did. I, like, still, all these years later, I'm not going to watch it again. I have no desire to.
And you're probably going to curl up in bed with me and Zane tonight, right?
It's, maybe. Because this movie did, I can't say for sure if I wouldn't have gone down into the woods that night if it would have had the same effect. But certainly in my apartment watching it was scaring the crap out of me. And then my own stupidity just made it worse. So it certainly did the job that it was supposed to for me. Like, every little detail was, like, really right there to scare me. So I will give it, like, a 4, 4.5. And as far as what the rating is going to be, I'm going to give it the 4, 4.5 cameras on the side focused on a guy in the corner.
Yes.
Because I have to admit, when that camera hit the ground and I saw that dude in the corner, it was just a, oh, I'm getting the chills again. Oh, man. Yeah. That scared the shit out of me.
Well, because that was the legend, right? Yeah. So that's what kind of made everything come together at the end.
So finally, you know, after many, many years of people making scary movies, this was one that actually did the job, did it well, and...
And you never actually saw anything.
You never actually saw anything, and it left a lasting impression on me for sure. So, yeah, definitely, if you get the chance and you haven't seen it, like Mara hadn't,
definitely
watch it.
You have to see The Blair Witch Project. It's a classic now.
So, yeah, that wraps up The Blair Witch Project. A great movie. Definitely does the job it intended. And that takes us on to your next selection.
Paranormal Activity. Oh, boy. Okay, so Paranormal Activity was 2007. Another horror mystery. The director was Oren Peli. Writer, again, same as the director. Told you, it's an ongoing theme for these ones. The star was Katie Featherstone and Mika Sloat, and Mark Fredericks. There were three actors. Again,
there was one girl's friend in there, too.
Big deal.
Pretty much.
Again, small cast, because you got to keep them small, right? You're not going to get the fear if it's too big. The idea of this movie was, after moving into a suburban home, a couple becomes increasingly disturbed by a nightly demonic presence. Now, apparently for this one, it was not the house that was possessed. It was actually the lead female who had this demonic presence since she was young. Yes. I watch this at night, lights off. Oh, boy. Yeah. I had seen number 3 because everybody's raving about Paranormal Activity being the scariest thing they've ever seen. So the only one on Netflix at the time was number 3. So I thought, okay, fine. I'll try. I think I actually tried to watch number 1. I turned it off after 5 minutes. I was so bored. So I watched number 3. I wish I hadn't. It was boring. Even with little children being thrown up in the air. Boring. Number 1 wasn't much better. The special effects, I have to say, just like the Blair Witch Project, because they're just real special effects. This is just somebody being pulled down the hall by obviously somebody who you can't see, or a cord or whatever. They're done really well. They're all practical. Which is really nice.
Yeah,
that's
what looked like a lot of in-camera effects.
Yes, which, I mean, for me, I like that kind of stuff. So I did enjoy that aspect of it. I could sit there and go, okay, I like how they're shooting this. I like how they're... And if I did that, I was okay. But if I'm just watching it for a horror movie, oh my. I don't understand how you people keep going to these movies. It was awful.
I had a completely different thought than you did.
It was like, absolutely awful.
Totally.
And if I see one more of these movies with a chandelier swinging, I'm going to hurt somebody. Because they did it in 3 and they did it in 1. And I'm like, why? Ooh, the ghost can move the light? Well, if it's tied to her, what does he care about the light for? Okay, just saying.
Just for effect, right?
Yeah, that didn't do anything for me.
Okay, I want to hear Mara's review because it's completely opposite yours. I want to hear that it's because I have opposite. My own opinions of this one.
All right. It was horrible. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't see the third one. Okay, so how you felt about Blair Witch is how I feel about this movie. Probably because I've seen this movie in 2007, never seen the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
This was my first one.
Yep.
And this one scared the living crap out of me.
Like, whereas Mara would not review it again. She will not rewatch it.
I didn't watch it. I only watched it one time in 2007. When it was in theaters, and I will never watch it again.
So whose copy were we watching?
We were watching Mara's.
So you own it.
I bought it because I loved it. But I bought it because I thought it was a well-done movie, and I wanted it in my collection, but I've never opened the DVD. You were the first person to ever watch that DVD.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, the way they did it, like, I said, I hadn't seen The Blair Witch, so when the characters are, you know, they're using their real name, there was improv in this one, too. Like,
yep. Yeah,
so, I mean, they were copying a lot of Blair Witch, which I didn't realize at the time.
But that's what it was. Like, a lot of these are doing the same thing, right?
Pretty much. And the fact that they, when it first came to theaters, there was buzz about it, but it wasn't one of those big movies that I'd heard about.
Not until, I think, the second one.
Well, when the first one, after it had been in theater for a while, it started blowing up. I think that's kind of, but yeah. So I didn't know, I was like, I'm like, this can't be real, but they're making it look like these people actually died. And I was like, the theater had a different ending than, the one you guys watched in the DVD. Cause I looked it up.
I watched both of them. There's 3. Okay.
I didn't watch the other endings. I just watched the one.
There's 3 different endings. So I've seen a different ending than you guys did. In the ending I've seen, they actually leave a tribute in memory of those characters. Oh. And it was just the scariest thing. After that movie was done, I was just like, okay, I watched it with Jess. Like, we need to leave. We need to go somewhere because I cannot. It was in the day. And I was freaked. Totally freaked.
Spoiler alert, but the ending that they show first in the movie is her kind of being possessed. And then the alternate ending is her coming back into the bedroom and slitting her own throat.
Wow.
No, that was the worst ending I'd ever seen. I was like, really? So I'm glad they did the demonic lunge at the...
And I seen a different ending than both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's neat that they're doing them, but I'm glad they didn't do the whole slice in the throat because that was bad. And they did, with the one with the lunge at the camera with the demonic face, they did do a tribute to, Mika saying that his body was found, but she was never found, and she disappeared, and they did not know where she was.
See, and in the ending I watched, which was different than both of those, I have seen the other endings. I just watched the endings. I think my ending was the scariest, and it was she gets out of bed, she goes downstairs, she calls to him, he goes downstairs.
You hear him screaming.
You hear him scream. She comes back up, and she rocks. And then it fast forward to the next day, and she's still rocking in the corner, and you see her, and you hear her friend calling, and her friend's like, hey, I haven't heard from you, you know, what's going on? Her half an hour later, fast forwards, her friend comes in, screams, and leaves. And then it fast forwards to like 20 minutes after that, and the police are breaking down the door, and they come upstairs, and they break in, and she gets up like she's out of her trance, like, what's going on? And they shoot her dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the ending I seen. That was the original one.
There's a lot of freaky stuff to that, but I don't like the way it ends.
You don't like that one?
To be honest with you, like...
Like, the ending that's on the one that I saw on the DVD first is through the dark, she starts coming back up the stairs. You can hear her. Yeah. You just hear the thunk, 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 right? And then a pillow flies into the camera and knocks it.
Yeah.
Like, down further. And you can see her coming towards you with the knife. And she gets down almost like a dog and starts sniffing.
But it wasn't a pillow. That was Mika's body.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a body.
That was the ending I saw.
Yeah.
And that was freaking me out. This movie scared the shit out of me.
Really? And oh, I was so
The bored. Ending is the only part that I didn't like. But it wasn't that part. It was after she's sniffing his body like a dog, and she gets up and lunges at the camera with that demonic face. Yeah. That demonic face part is the only thing I didn't like about the movie. That part was just like, it should have just been, if it would have stopped right after her little smile, and then just stopped there, I would have been in a panic mode. But because she looked up, she smiled, and then she moved at the camera with her face slightly changing,
yeah,
that just seemed corny.
Well, you know that she was the demon anyway, right?
But the whole movie, to be honest with you, this did the same thing that the Blair Witch Project for me did. But let's look at the situation. John, in the dark basement, with the lights off, the dog was asleep, and the cat would just freely roam and make little noises here and there. So I kept pausing, going upstairs to check on our little guy while he was sleeping, just so I could get a break from that movie. And then I would come back, and I would wrap back in my blanket, and I would put it back on, and it would continue to freak me out. And it was just because growing up, I had experienced similar things that freaked me out. Doors closing unexplained, you know, movement on the bed when there shouldn't be anything there. Stuff like that, noises and things like that, has scared me my whole life. So this was me kind of connecting with her character, like, she grew up with all this stuff happening. And then for me to actually see, like, when our first introduction to something happening in that house, that freaking door closing a little bit, and then, or opening a bit and closing a bit, oh, I'm getting chills again. This is freaking me out just talking about this again. And as it progressively got worse, the footprints.
Being pulled out of bed was really...
When she got pulled out of bed...
It was well done.
Yeah.
Like, that stunt was well done.
That freaked me out so much because she was completely believable. And, yeah, like... Okay, you know what? We're going to take a short break because I'm really getting chills right now. So we're going to be right back. We're going to continue with my review of this movie. So we'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Okay, so we're back, and I've let myself settle a little bit, but I'm still pretty still freaked out
about
this movie because, yeah, I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
No.
But this movie, Paranormal Activity, you know, it was definitely one of those ones, you know, right up there with the quality of Blair Witch, in my opinion, for the effect that it had on me. I thought it was, like we talked about, the effects were shot really well.
It was shot very well to make you scared.
Yeah, and, you know, the little bits where, you know, the baby powder on the floor, to actually see those footprints just appear on the floor, that was trippy. To see the sheet just kind of move and the foot just slightly move, that was freaky. When she got dragged and then we find out that it bit her as well, that scared the shit out of me. Like, I was like, screw this, pause, upstairs, get a drink of water, check on the little guy, get away from the basement.
Yeah, John didn't do too well even during the day this morning when he looked up on our hallway and saw the entrance to the attic.
Yeah, the hatch into the attic.
That's right in front of his bedroom door.
That was at like noon. I walked from my son's room to my room and I just, out of the corner of my eye, look up and see the hatch and I shivered.
Yeah.
And right. Stopped.
Yeah.
It was like, holy crap, I couldn't believe that it's still having this effect. But, you know, the movie just kept, every little incident just kept getting worse. So she gets dragged down the hall. I'm like, oh my God, that's like the ultimate scary thing. And it just kept on just picking at you bit by bit. You know, the loud banging and pounding on the doors and the doors slamming open and shut, those lights going on and off. I have seen that shit happen.
So have I, yeah.
And it's, you know, you see the shadow on the door. I've seen stuff like that happen. That, you know, sure, it might have been explained some way, but not to me. You know, so who knows what it was that caused it. A reflection outside. Yeah, still had the same impact. So this movie really, really, I have to say, scared me more than the Blair Witch did. Just because... Again, I put myself in a situation where I shouldn't have been watching it, because I was texting you through the whole thing.
You were, and I unfortunately didn't get the text to go back because I was watching a show about Lizzie Borden murdering her parents.
But the real kicker for this movie was it got to the end, and, you know, the screaming she had when she went downstairs, obviously possessed, like we were talking about the endings, and he goes down and he yells, and then he's silent. And then you hear those footprints, just the heavy, heavy footprints coming up the stairs. And then his body is thrown at the camera, knocks it down, and she just walks in covered in blood, sniffs his body, and has that little smile. It was just like, oh my God, I'm just, this is too much for me. And then it kind of lost a little bit of effect when she lunged at the camera with that demonic face. So I was like, okay, you know what, that brought me out of it a bit. So I'm all right. So I turned it off. And I immediately go onto YouTube and I put on some of my boat building videos that I watch just to kind of distract me.
Yeah, calm me down.
You know, the lights are on. I'm doing a little bit better. And then I hadn't gone up to check on our little guy at this point. The movie ended. I was just going to kind of detox myself out of it. Normally when he gets out of bed, you hear a little thud on the floor and then the pitter-patter of his feet running down the hall. There was no thud. So I'm sitting downstairs just detoxing from this movie and I hear down the hallway, dogs on the couch beside me, cats on the chair to my other side. What the hell? So in panic mode, I shoot up the stairs.
Because that's what everybody should do when they hear scary noises upstairs, is go to the noise.
Let's put it this way. Scared father. Little guy's upstairs. I hear noise upstairs. Dad's paranoid. Gotta protect my little guy, right? So he just instinct kicks in and I shoot up the stairs. And I get up to the top of the stairs, and standing there still in front of the fridge is my little two-year-old boy, Zane. And he looks up at me, puts his hands on his tummy, and belts out this scream of pain that will terrify me for the rest of my life. Turns out that, yeah, he just had a really bad tummy ache, and a couple hours later he was sick, and then he was fine, so he's good today. But at that moment, he woke up with a tummy ache. And just the look of him looking up at me as I panicked getting to the top of the stairs, he holds his tummy and screams. Immediately put me back into her screaming in the kitchen, calling for Mika to come running downstairs. Well, I ran upstairs, and I'm getting this. And it was just like, oh my God, and I get my little guy. And luckily, within 5 minutes, Tressa came home from work, so I was safe. But yeah, like with the hatch to the attic this morning,
yep,
having that effect, I'm chills right now. When we get home, Tressa will be walking me through the house to turn off all the lights and get into bed.
But we have at our house had instances for the first couple of years. Like, our house is not haunted by any means, but for the first couple of years John was there, both of us agreed that there was somebody who used to like to stand, like an old man who liked to stand in our hallway and stare into the bedrooms.
And you just had this gray figure there.
And not menacing or anything. It almost felt like it was like a farmer or something who, yeah, you were on his land. Never did anything. Never, you know, made anything move. Nothing. You just sometimes saw like this smoky person, but he would just stare. And it got chilling because you knew somebody was just sitting there staring at you.
Yeah.
But,
and another freaky thing about this was,
he went away.
Yeah, he just disappeared. Like, we haven't had anything like that happen in the house for a long time. But one of the other things that happened in Paranormal Activity, well, when they're all downstairs and that TV just flies on and it's all static. We all know what it's like to walk into a room when a TV's on, but you don't see it or you don't necessarily hear it. You get that kind of staticky feeling. The house that we're in, for many years, it would just seem like there was a TV on somewhere in the house when there wasn't.
Yeah.
You'd have that feeling or you would hear that faint sound of a TV on.
You know when you're a little kid and you've gone to bed because it's your bedtime, but you can faintly hear your parents watching TV? We have that constantly. But there's no TVs on. And I've had it ever since I was a little kid because this house has only been lived in by my grandparents and John and I.
Yeah, and I never experienced that TV thing until I moved to this house before she told me about it.
And I said it's the weirdest thing because it sounds like there's faintly a television on in the house and you can't hear what's going on, but you can faintly hear the people talking.
So now you understand why these movies have this effect on me. John can't be at home in the dark. So when Tressa comes home from somewhere, every light in the house.
I was
is
just
on.
Gonna say she's gonna come home. It's like what
the man has gone away. Apparently, we had a neighbor that lived across the schoolyard that had the same thing. Because we have a schoolyard in the back, and he lived on a totally different street, but both houses were
back
to back to the schoolyard.
Wow.
So he said he had the same thing. The television thing, I still cannot explain.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but...
But there's been no presences or anything like that that we could feel in the house for quite a while.
However, Zane seems to talk and see a lot of things, yeah. So...
Zane's having nightmares or reactions to things that we can't tell are there. And, you know, I had nightmares as a kid, so I figure it's just some kind of hereditary behavior, but...
Yeah. I've been plagued by nightmares
when you
forever.
Watch movies like this, and then your kid just wakes up in the bed next to you screaming because of a nightmare, the first thing that comes into your mind is, you know, Katie and Mika, or the characters from the Blair Witch Project, and the effect that those movies have had on me. It's freaky, and...
And no, we don't let him watch this stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing, like, these movies, to get back to the films, is... At least these two, for me, did the job that they were supposed to. You know, and they, for a lot of people, it's the case. You know, for some people who are not as freaked out about it like you, it didn't quite so much happen. But clearly, it happened to Mara.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't feel as bad because
no,
I'm an
because,
adult too,
like,
and I freaked out.
I found it boring, but that was just me. I really didn't like the female character. I found her very annoying, and so was the guy. So I probably just didn't connect to the characters. And I just kind of got bored with the whole idea of it. Maybe it's just because I went to the Blair Witch Project, and I have already experienced that fear that you can feel. And yes, my imagination will take over, and I will get freaked out about what happened in the movie. But that's just because of me, not because of the movie. Because the movie, I didn't find... I don't understand the hype, personally. Probably because I already experienced it. I don't know.
Is there a lasting impression of these two movies left on you, Mara, at all?
Oh, yeah. As I said, I wouldn't watch the Paranormal... I wouldn't rewatch Paranormal Activity.
Will you watch the sequels?
No.
Me neither.
No way. No
you,
way
you
am I watching
watch
those.
Something else. Trust
like,
watch those.
I'd watch the Blair Witch sequel. I don't think it's any good, though.
It no, it's not. It's no. Not even...
It's
any,
not the same.
It's not the same.
It's an actual movie.
Yeah, it's not...
So, I mean... But, yeah, no, I wouldn't...
They didn't try to keep
activity.
Redoing the same thing over and over, and I think that's why I'm not understanding the sequels, because I'm like, you tried to scare them once. Great, dandy, you did it. Keep going, it's just not...
It's a money grab at that point.
I know, and it's...
Well, I saw with Paranormal, it's the same kind of thing. The budget was so low.
It was really
but
low.
Again, it made millions, like,
yeah.
I'm astonished. So I guess that's what
people
them,
like to be afraid.
That's why they have... What are they at, like, four now?
Five.
Be five?
Five. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
The third one was a pack of cult killers at the end. So, I mean, come on, people. It needs to be done.
Yeah.
Done. It's done. You killed it.
Well,
it's
kinda like
it's over.
Saw. It went a different avenue.
I loved the first one, and I understood the concept of making others for the storyline, but I didn't have any interest in them. The first one was the first one, and that was it, you know. So
as far as Paranormal Activity goes, let's look at ratings.
Okay.
I'm going to give it, again, 4.5 out of 5 creepy three-toed footprints in the baby powder. Because that scared the shit out of me. And I'm done. Like, Mara, you take it now.
Guess what I'm doing tonight? Baby powder footprints.
Oh, that would be
I'm joking. I'm joking.
I could just see if you could see
hey,
the look on John's face.
How fast can
we
spell divorce out of baby powder?
Well, then you're going to see a John-shaped hole in the side of the wall.
Yeah.
I give it a 4.5 out of 5. I'm not sure it can get much scarier than that for me anyway. I don't have any. I was actually going to do the baby powder footprints as well, so no, I don't have anything else besides that.
The dragging down the hallway.
The dragging down the hall was really, or her standing there, like, freakily just watching him for, like, 2 hours. That's, yeah.
She does.
I do that.
Oh, my gosh.
She stands there and stares.
Can you, like, and just not remember it? Do you not remember it? Are you asleep?
No, she does it on purpose.
Oh.
I do.
Okay.
Not on purpose, really, to freak him out or anything, but just... I can stand there in one position and just stare.
Like, her brain will be thinking about something else entirely, so she's not realizing that she's just standing there staring at
her. That's why people are creeped out by me. I'm going to give it a 2.5. I like the effects and how they were done. They were done well. I'm going to give it the 2.5 because I was bored. I was glad when it was over. But I'm going to give it 2.5 open hatches. I know. John's not going to be able to sleep at all.
I'm going
to
make it down the hallway to my bedroom. Jay and Ryan, did either one of you guys see this
movie? I've not seen it, so I can't really give a rating. I just, any clips I've seen, like, or the trailers, freaky as all hell, but I've not had a chance to see it.
I'm going to tell you, watch Paranormal Activity. Because, like, you watch the Blair Witch, leave it at that, don't go back to it. Watch Paranormal Activity, just the first one. But do it the way I did it. Stupidly. Do it the way I did it. In the dark, by yourself.
No, man.
You know me. I can't do stuff like that. I shouldn't do stuff like that. But I you're telling me to do it like that. But I did it. Because what's the best way to get the impact out of that film?
It's to watch it in complete
darkness. Put yourself
darkness.
In that position.
Yeah.
Where you are going to get the maximum impact from it.
See, I've played video games like that. Like, there's games for the consoles where they have that same freak factor.
Yes.
I can't, man.
I need you to do it. I need you to do this, sir.
Do it with a light on, if you're that creepy.
I had one light on, so it wasn't complete black. I had one light on over to the one side.
Go for it.
But you got to do it, sir. I'm putting you on the spot telling you you have to do it.
If you're in the Monster Review, you need to watch this movie.
You know, true enough, true.
We have to watch them even if we don't like them.
And overall, this is two movies in a row now where we've given some pretty strong ratings. You know, Tressa dropped her rating down on this one based on her ability to be numb to this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, come on, Mara and I.
Okay.
They're free.
You know what? I'll tell you, I will watch it in the dark.
By yourself.
By myself.
At night.
With one light, which will be my overhead light, which is pretty much all the light in my room. So.
Okay, but at night, by yourself, that's...
But it really won't be that scary. You know what? Okay, I'll try watching it in the dark.
But be the only one in the house.
Well, now that you've heard all about the movie, I probably won't be that scary now. You've heard all the stuff.
The visuals are going to be pretty strong for him, I think. All right, so we're going to be going on to our next movie. What's the next movie?
Quarantine.
Now... What do you think? Should we take a break before we jump into Quarantine? All right. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back and we'll start fresh with a brand new movie. So we're going to let all of us have the chills run off. And yeah, it's starting to bug me again. Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to review Quarantine.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, so we're back for We Got the Geek's Monster Review with the lovely ladies of the Monster Review show, Tressa and Mara. I have to thank you, ladies, because you bring me in on this and make me watch movies that I would never normally watch. And as is the case with today's choices, we've reviewed Blair Witch Project, which scared the crap out of me. And then we watched Paranormal Activity, which did more scaring of the crap out of me and also scared the crap out of Mara. So I don't feel quite as bad. But now, this leads us to our third movie to have reviewed, which I did not watch and do not have an opinion on because I know nothing about it. You guys chose Quarantine.
We did. We chose the movie Quarantine. Actually, Mara ended up finding it.
Yep.
There was a couple that she picked from, so she chose Quarantine. Quarantine is from 2008. It is a horror sci-fi thriller. The director is John Eric Dowdle. And again, the writers are John Eric Dowdle and his, I'm assuming, brother or relative, Drew. And the actors were Jennifer Carpenter, Steve Harris, and Jay Hernandez. This is the one out of the three that actually had stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
use that loosely, but stars
established
in it.
Actors.
Yes, say. Which actually makes it harder to watch.
Really?
Because at least with Paranormal Activity and the Blair Witch Project, these were not known people. So the idea of it being real was more possible.
Right.
It definitely made it scarier.
Yeah. So the only thing about quarantine was what the circumstances were in this one. So this one was a television reporter and her cameraman are trapped inside a building quarantined by the CDC after an outbreak of a mysterious virus which turns humans into bloodthirsty killers. So.
So like vampires or zombies?
Kind of like zombies.
Kind of like zombies. Was it well done in the sense of gore-wise and, you know, special effects? Yeah, okay. It was decent. This one was very much almost like going through a haunted house because you're quarantined in a building you can't get out of. So there were people, you know, jumping out or this or that. It pretty much starts off, again, very slow. They all start off slow because they're trying to build up everything. It starts with the woman, television reporter, and her cameraman. And the cameraman you hardly see. So you're going through the view of the camera from the cameraman. And they're at a fire station and they're recording what happens at the fire station. And of course all the guys are hitting on her and she's getting bored because nothing's happening. Well, they get this call, they go to this building and there's a lady upstairs that people say they've heard been screaming and they have to go in. So they go up to this apartment and they find this older lady. She's covered in blood. She's foaming at the mouth. And she's just kind of there.
So like Mrs. Cujo.
Pretty much.
Kind of, yeah. She's like an old woman. Yeah.
And so that's how you first get your idea of what's going on. Well, what happens is that the place ends up being quarantined off. And as we're watching this, we don't really understand how that was even possible.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, the army is there. Quarantining.
How do they all know this was happening? I don't think
quarantining off this building. And you're like, well, nobody's said anything other than this call of a woman screaming in her apartment. So
it's like nobody's had the chance to call anybody in.
No, it didn't seem possible. It is explained. Get me wrong. It is explained, which thankfully, because we were a little bit like worried about that. And what starts happening is the old lady attacks somebody and it's pretty much watching rabid dog. But the people never seem to die. They just seem to want to eat your flesh.
Yummy.
So it is. I mean, the idea of it, again, is kind of scary. You are stuck in a building with people coming at you, and you can't get away. If they they do have moments where they try to get out, and the army shoots them dead. Because they can't get out of this building. They're not allowed.
Yeah.
It's that bad. You do find out that a dog from one of the apartments had a form of rabies. And was taken out of the building and ended up attacking all the dogs. And this is how they actually found out about this building because the tag led them to the building. That's how the CDC found out.
Okay, that's pretty
cool. If anybody doesn't know what the CDC is, it's the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. Yep. Funny enough. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty much zombies trying to attack you and eat you while you're running for your life up and downstairs.
Kind of like a Thanksgiving movie of a, I'm going to eat your face instead of turkey kind of thing.
Mm. Pretty much. not really scary. Again, maybe if you're in the theater, ambiance, maybe.
Would it scare me?
I'm not sure. Because it's not the same type of scare factor as paranormal. You see what's coming at you. You see that there are people trying to attack you. You just don't know where they are.
It makes me think, wasn't there a movie like 28 Days and 28 Days Later? Was that kind of thing where these people were just kind of like rabid and coming?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
But just think of yourself being quarantined in your house. You can't actually leave the confines of the building.
That's where they all are
because people keep biting each other.
You can't escape
that. Yeah, that was and the lights part, right?
The CDC, like the army, turned the lights off, and there's no power. They're not allowed to have television. They can't
cut off all forms of media.
Yeah, so because the mayor of the whatever city they're in actually states that everybody in the building has been safely evacuated.
So the public doesn't know that anyone's in there.
So they can kill everybody off.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's the whole plan, is they want to have everybody killed off. And then, it's all done, type thing. Now, the one thing we did find is that Mary and I kept discussing previews of the movie.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, there's that one scene that they show in the previews. So you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And then it comes to the ending, and you're like, really? They showed the ending in the preview?
Yeah, they did. They showed the last clip of the ending in the preview.
Oh, that's the one of the lady being dragged under.
Yeah.
That's the end of the movie.
That's the end of the movie.
That's the thing you see.
So you spend the entire movie knowing that this character is going to have that happen. Just don't
it was really predictable.
Yeah.
Like, when we watched it, we knew it was going to be the last scene.
We knew who was going to die. We knew when they were going to die. Yeah. We actually, Jesse was there doing some schoolwork, and he's like, so that guy's black. He's going to die. Oh, and the cameraman's black, too. Oh, guess what's going to happen there? But technically, in this one, nobody survived.
So really just going at a lot of classic cliches.
Classic cliches. It was just, you know, people just jumping out at you. And it really wasn't that good. But it also, like, there were stars in it. So you knew it was a movie. You knew what the ending was, even though you didn't realize that was the ending. And, I mean, like, gore-wise, the makeup was done really great. Yeah. There was one guy who was walking on, like, a severed leg, like, broken and half kind of leg.
He had been bitten, so the disease had taken over and the leg
That was the guy that was dropped.
Oh, was it?
Like, they had surprising things where all of a sudden you'd be walking and a body would drop in front of you.
Yeah.
From nowhere, from, like, up high.
Because it was, like, one of those staircases that's circular going up through the floors.
So, I mean, you have little things like that, but all in all, not that.
No.
Okay, so any final thoughts from you on this one, Mara?
Well, I mean, I thought the scariest part was when they shut off the lights, it's all dark. And the fact that they thought they evacuated all the, what they did was everyone from the rooms went down to the main lobby, and they were all kind of congregated there, but then it turns out not everyone's there. So as they're going up into the rooms, you never know what's going to be behind the doors.
Yeah.
You don't know if someone's going to be there or if one of these people is going to be there or what's happening. So, I mean,
There were, like, cops who were gonna happy and the people who were there, like the paramedics and stuff, those were the people who were going down first. And, it made it a little interesting. I mean, interesting, I guess. But
yeah, it wasn't that scary. I think really the reason why it wasn't scary is because of Jennifer Carpenter and the really obvious plot.
Yeah.
When I see Jennifer Carpenter, all I think of is Dexter. I see Deb Morgan. That's all I see.
Yeah.
But this was based off a 2006 movie called Wreck in Spain, which was really huge. I would bet money that's going to be way scarier.
Oh, probably, because it usually is. It's usually lost in translation.
I didn't stayed away from that one on this, and I went with the American version, but I bet you if we watched the 2006, that would have been a lot scarier.
Well, also because we wouldn't know any of the actors.
Exactly.
So
I think that one was subtitled.
Yeah. And yeah. I bet, it would be a lot scarier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't we give this a rating then?
I'm going to go with, two rapid children biting off their mother's face. Yeah.
That happened.
Yes, it did.
A little girl did that.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking right around the same lines as you, 2.5.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing any better than that. It was really predictable. The acting wasn't that great. The effects were okay.
The effects were okay.
The premise.
The premise of the story was interesting. Because, personally, if I was quarantined in a house with a bunch of rabid people, that'd be terrifying.
But you know right off the bat that there's no way a single person in there is getting out of their lives.
No.
There's no way that movie could do that. So it's, 2.5.
All right. That's pretty good ratings. pretty good clear idea that I'm never going to watch this movie just because it sounds like it's crap. But yeah, really, really well done, and I'm glad we got a good picture of what happened there because the preview clearly gave it to us.
Oh yeah, just watch the preview, this whole movie.
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll wrap this up. We Got the Geek's Monster Review. We've looked at The Blair Witch Project, Paranormal Activity, and Quarantine. Very good selection, ladies, for, you know, yet another great Monster Review episode.
It was a little weird to watch them, I have to say, because it didn't have the same kind of feel as our horror movies, but it was a little more boring, I think, than the rest of them, but...
Yeah, see, for me, two out of the three, because I only watched two out of the three, brought back a lot of fears that I experienced from one of them, created a whole series of new ones for another, but really good choices. That they were well done, great reviews of them, give us a good, clear picture of what they are, and, you know, going forward, I'm not going to watch any of their sequels or them ever again. I'm done with those ones.
Well noted.
you know, I'm getting the same impression from Mara. For at least...
Oh, Paranormal Activity, yeah. I won't watch any of them. I'm good.
Yeah, I think it's good. And, you know, as always, it was always a lot of fun. And you guys definitely have a great list for more Monster Review shows. And you're talking Ghosts next,
We're going to do Ghosts next. So we're going to try to review The Others, The Frighteners, and Sixth Sense.
Great, great picks. I've seen two of them. I will gladly watch two of them again. I haven't seen The Others, so I guess I'll have to check that one out.
It's a little bit more, the Frighteners is obviously very fun.
Yeah.
The Sixth Sense was very serious, but very well done. And The Others is creepy.
It is creepy.
Yes.
So no John in a dark room by himself.
Probably not. You might want to just watch it with me.
Okay.
It's not scary. It's just creepy.
So we're gonna watch these ones next and do our next monster review with you ladies on this one. And Jay and Ryan, you guys going to get in on this one?
I've seen two of the three movies, so I would gladly rewatch those two as well. Oh, no, you know what? I've seen all three of them, but I don't remember too much about the others.
Got to rewatch it.
I haven't seen the others, but I'd probably rewatch them.
So I think let's look forward to our next Monster Review episode with Mara and with Tressa as bringing the three of us in to watch these three movies, since we all seem to be pretty familiar with them for the most part. And again... Thank you so much, ladies. It was a great episode this time. So much good stuff coming out of these ones. And definitely, you're walking me through the house to turn the lights off tonight.
Okay, sounds good. And, yeah, I definitely recommend if you want to have a little thrill and a scare and be part of the action for the first person, then go for it. Watch these movies, especially The Blair Witch.
And Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Okay, that wraps this one up, so we'll see you guys next time on the Monster Review when we look at Ghosts.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.